I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. With only 8 days left in the current legislative session, state lawmakers are running short on both time and options to patch a $200 million hole in the general fund budget. The Alabama House of Representatives is set to vote tomorrow on a budget draft totaling $1.6 billion for next year. That would cut around $200 million from funding from a wide variety of state agencies. House Speaker Mike Hubbard says that his aim is to get that budget onto the Senate floor and then work with senators on a possible solution to avoid those cuts. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has been extremely critical of that budget proposal, saying that the cuts will hurt many Alabamians and that legislators need to find a new source of revenue. He's promised to veto any budget bill that includes such dramatic cuts, and he says he'll bring legislators back for special session this summer if necessary. Engineering students from Alabama are helping NASA design ways to dig for minerals on other planets. The agency's robotics mining competition begins this morning at the Kennedy Space Center. Students from the University of Alabama and Shelton State Community College have built a robot digger for the competition. Dr. Kenneth Ricks is an associate professor in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. He says the robotics mining competition puts his team up against some of the best programs in the country.
This is an opportunity to really step up and show that our College of Engineering here at the University of Alabama and our programs are just as good or better than and match up very well with any other programs in the country.
There are 50 to 60 teams competing in the competitions from across the country. The team's robot is allowed two competition runs of 10 minutes each to collect as much rock and soil as possible and then deposit that material in a container for processing. The University of Alabama at Birmingham's new athletic director starts his new job today. However, it's not entirely clear if football, bowling, and the school's rifle team will be a part of Mark Ingram's program just yet. Birmingham City Council and the UAB Student Government Association have pledged money to the university if those sports are reinstated. Jonathan Austin is the city council president. He says there could be an issue besides money that's keeping those programs from coming back.
I believe that there are forces at play right now that really do not want UAB to have a football program. I believe that they are doing everything they can through Ray Watts to prevent football from coming back to the university.
Austin says having these sporting programs in place is a way to market the city. The city of Birmingham has pledged $2.5 million to UAB over 5 years if the football, bowling, and rifle teams are reinstated. And Alabama's lawmakers may soon consider a bill removing the State Board of Education from the process of confirming a commission to oversee the new Alabama charter schools. Representative Terry Collins filed that bill late last week after several members of the Board of Education chose not to confirm a number of nominees for the commission. Those nominees are presented by the governor, the lieutenant governor, Senate President Pro Tem, and the Speaker of the House. Representative Collins says this bill is necessary to make sure the new charter commission is in place by a June 1st deadline. Members of the Board of Education say they're fine with not being involved in that process, but they've felt under attack from a number of fronts this legislative session. One bill that passed earlier this month removed Alabama's community college system from the Board of Education's control. Now your forecast.
Our forecast this Monday includes a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Temperatures top out in the mid-80s with a decent chance for scattered storms. About any time, doesn't rain all day. Overnight tonight, lows back in the upper 60s for Tuesday. A small chance for a few passing storms, primarily south of I-20. Highs in the mid-80s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.